We have made some very significant inroads, just not to the point where it's impact on services. We don't have the services back yet. But if I take, for instance, you remember I spoke about our laboratory service being out of commission, our laboratory IT systems. We've done a lot of work on that over the weekend. So that when we do get the final piece of the jigsaw in, if you like, things will come together very, very quickly. The problem is we're not at a point where all that, if like groundwork, is yielding results in terms of our ability to improve the number of patients or increase the number of patients we can see. Some of the systems are actually getting closer to coming back online. 10 o'clock we'll be having our review meeting, and I'm hoping at that stage we'll be able to put at least one more system back online. We've made some progress in terms of being able to have our radiology images viewed in more locations. It's not back as it normally would be, but at least viewed in a number of locations across the hospital, reduced doctors having to walk back down to radiology. But our laboratory system, and as everybody knows, if you've ever been to a doctor or hospital, you regularly have bloods or other bodily samples taken for analysis. That system is still not back up and running with us, and that's one of my biggest concerns at the moment. And again, our laboratory staff and IT staff have worked right through the weekend trying to get it back up and running. Mm. We're not there yet, but look, I'm optimistic that we can see real progress.